Today, Cuba staged its first full-scale military parade in a decade. It marked the 40th anniversary of the day that Fidel Castro returned from exile to launch the guerrilla war that would bring him to power. 2 weeks ago, Castro raised expectations for changing Cuba by meeting with the Pope in Rome. The Cuban leader is also under pressure to move toward democracy from his traditional European allies. But today's display of military might seemed to underscore Castro's determination to preserve Cuba's single-party communist system. From Havana, NPR's David Wellner reports.
It was the first time Cuba's armed forces had paraded through Havana's broad Plaza of the Revolution since the demise of their Soviet sponsors. But if the second largest army in Latin America is hurting, it wasn't showing it today. The parade got underway with a 21-gun salute from anti-aircraft mortars as a few thousand troops marched by. But rather than rolling past the review stand like they did 10 years ago, dozens of aging Soviet and North Korean tanks and rockets, as well as MiG-23 jet fighters and Soviet attack helicopters, were parked across the plaza. The official reason given for this fixed display of weaponry was that it saved fuel. But it also meant there was no room in the Plaza of the Revolution for spectators, thus sparing the government, at a time of limited revolutionary fervor, the task of trying to round up the kind of huge crowds that have filled the space in the past. The only people watching the parade, which Cubans will see in a delayed TV broadcast tonight, were Fidel Castro and his brother Raul, who heads the armed forces, along with other top government, military, and Communist Party officials. And in a sign of Cuba's political isolation, the only recognizable foreign dignitaries were the Deputy Chief of Staff of the Russian Army and the Foreign Minister of Angola. Dressed in his standard olive-green army fatigues, Castro waved to the passing troops from his review stand. The one official who spoke at the ceremony was the commander of the marching battalions.
Viva nuestro comandante en jefe! Socialismo o muerte!
The army general shouted, "Long live our commander-in-chief." He then added, "Socialism or death." It's a refrain Fidel Castro himself has repeated insistently during the last few years, which have been a time of increased hardship for the island's 11 million inhabitants. Castro has reacted defiantly to recent demands, especially from Spain's new conservative government, that Cuba expand political freedoms and respect human rights. Over the weekend, the 70-year-old leader declared that Cuba began its political opening in 1959, the year he came to power. And last week, saying he was proud to be a communist, Castro stated that Cuba doesn't need 25 or even two political parties. The Communist Party, he said, is enough to guarantee Cuba's future. At the same time, many here hope that Castro's first meeting ever with Pope John Paul II could lead to some kind of political opening. With his overtures to the Vatican, Castro may be trying to break out of Cuba's diplomatic isolation, especially because relations with the U.S. are at a very low point following the downing by Cuba last February of two American planes. But Castro seems just as determined to stay in control of the struggling political venture he launched 40 years ago today. In Havana, I'm David Wellner reporting.